With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, Doug is ready to go. He will be with you in just a moment. But let's begin, as we always do, with another edition of those great giveaways on the Organic Gardener each and every Sunday at KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020. 10th caller wins a $25 gift certificate to that incredible destination right off the Wexford exit. That, of course, is Sorgals. If you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, the 10th caller wins it. So off to camp we go. And we'll see what he's reeled in as far as fish and also what he's got in the way of gardening. And, you know, I was at Janoski's yesterday thinking about you, Doug, and we were always chatting up about you. And just like those farmers, gardeners are dealing with a bit of warm weather, are they not? Good morning.
Yeah, in fact, my first question was, since I have not been around, is how much rain did you get yesterday?
Not much, if any.
Okay. Yeah, boy, it's tough. I'll tell you, nothing worse than a gardening season that's hot and dry, you know, not much rain. Mrs. Know-It-All is going to be here a little later. We're going to talk all about her ideas for getting through this dry spell, which, of course, is going to be water, water, water. But speaking of Sorgals, Rob, today's the day. 1 p.m. at Sorgals, 20th Annual Plant Swap and Garden Hullabaloo up at Sorgals. Be sure to park in the back. It's a lot easier for you to carry your plants to the area that we do our swap. And there's a little driveway away from the main entrance, closer to 910 on Brant School Road, that you go back in there, and that'll take you right to the back of the barn, bring all your plants in there. If you don't have plants to swap, it's okay. You know, when people are done swapping in about 10 minutes, there'll be so many plants left over. And, of course, I'm giving away the Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top Tomatoes, and this is just a great tomato plant. Fred Limbaugh called me in 2000, told me it was the greatest tasting tomato. His father and grandfather grew it and have been giving it away ever since. Funny thing about Fred, he didn't like tomatoes. Fred passed away, but the legacy of his tomato lives on. If you're going to come, be sure you're there at 1 o'clock because it's going to be madness. We stop everybody from doing anything beforehand. And then I count down to 1 p.m., and then everything gets going. My daughter is going to be dressed as a tomato. And we don't have the 3945 tomato plants. They're just slow growing. And so if you want the 3945, I'll get your name, get your email, and we'll get them to you a little later. And the number one question continues to be the winter kill from that December freeze. I can't tell you how many questions I'm getting about boxwood, pachysandra, ivy, other plants. And I talked to Miles Stevens from the Davy Tree Expert Company, and it's just the same mantra we've been hearing. You've just got to wait it out and should start to see new growth. It's not going to help with this hot, dry weather, but we should start to see new growth. I had a couple shrubs that they sprouted from underneath, and I'm hoping this season they come back. My pachysandra has come back. I do have a video at DougOster.com that explains all the different plants in my garden that got hit and what we're doing about it. And don't forget to fertilize your containers. You know, if you're going to be watering your containers like crazy the next couple weeks, or next week at least, looking at the forecast, there's not much rain coming. When you water, you go through water, and then I love this liquid fertilizer called Dramatic, and it's with two M's, and it's from a company called Dram. They're not paying me to tell you that, and I've asked two nurseries to carry it. One is Hahn Nursery in Ross, and the other one is Chapin's Greenhouse down in Baldwin. This stuff is fish-based, and it's, you buy it as a concentrate, about $20 a bottle, and a couple bottles will last you all season. You mix it up, you water your containers first, and then go through and fertilize them. And when you fertilize them during what we call the high season, June through August, man, they're going to be so happy, and your containers are going to look great. People often ask me with my containers when I'm planting, and I'm still planting containers. That's part of succession planting. I'm going to talk a little bit about succession planting here this morning. But I still have containers to plant, and I never completely dump out the container. I take about a quarter to a third off the top, add some new compost, add some new planting mix, and then, you know, we're using the thriller, filler, spiller formula that everyone uses. A big one in the middle, then smaller around it, and then something that just kind of softens the edges and drips over. And so as the season progresses, the annuals will get cheaper and cheaper, and sometimes I'll just plant a container with just the thriller and wait until I can find the right plants for the other things. And fertilization makes a big difference with those containers. And, of course, with containers, bigger is always better, and we're going to learn that lesson with this dry spell we're having. You know, I hope you got rain yesterday. Some people did, some people didn't. And when we talk about succession planting, my number one plant for succession planting is tomatoes. And so I've got my, you know, I, as Rob said, I'm up at camp, fishing camp, and coming back today for the big event at Sorgel's at 1 o'clock. But before I left, I planted my first crop of tomatoes, but I left room to plant more because as the temperatures get warmer, the days get longer, tomatoes will be much less prone to fungal diseases during this, you know, certainly dry, warm spell. And so I'm planting tomatoes all the way up to July 4th. And I know that seems crazy. I know you're taught you got to get your tomato in by this time to get it by this time. But if you take an early tomato or a big tomato and put it in later in the season, you'll beat the diseases. I've actually done this with most of my plants nowadays. Cucumbers, I'm doing three different plantings just because trying to avoid the cucumber beetle. Again, if you've got cucumber beetles, and well, basically, if your cucumber plant, it's out there, you know, producing, looking good, and then one day it's just wilts, and no matter how much water you put on it, you can't bring it back. That's bacterial wilt. That's spread by the cucumber beetle. One thing to use for that is Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. Any chewing insect that ingests that, it's safe for us, safe for the good bugs, safe for the soil life, safe for people who live downstream. But the other way is growing your cucumbers up, you know, away from the beetle. Even though it flies, it stays low. And the succession planting, two of those three crops will usually avoid the cucumber beetle. And of course, with lettuce, you know, our lettuce that's out there today, if it didn't bolt already, which means go to seed, I'm planting like, you know, 7-8 crops of lettuce over the summer. The only time I'm not planting is in the very heat of July, and then we start continuing because the lettuce that's here today will not be there for the tomatoes. And think of the other plants too, you know, peas, you know, as a spring crop. I'm picking peas right now. I grew an interesting variety that I experimented with peas in containers. Never grew peas in containers before, and it's called Patio Pride from Kitchen Garden Seeds. Stays really small, and I'm telling you, and I grew it in pit moss. Pit moss is a peat-free planting medium that is made in Ambridge, and it's lightweight but uses two-thirds less water. And this is the time to be using pit moss. Pit moss plentiful is the one I use. It's organic and has organic fertilizers in it. But I filled up some big 15-gallon fabric pots with the pit moss and planted my seeds on St. Patrick's Day, and now we're picking like crazy. And this Patio Pride starts as like a snow pea, and then as it fills out, it becomes more of a snap pea. Another succession plant will be the garlic. And so when the garlic comes out in July, right off the bat, it's beans. And so, you know, a lot of us started planting our beans mid-May, a little later in May. And then another crop can go in midsummer, like a bush bean. I love one called Dragon's Tongue. It's so beautiful. But I even put some pole beans in that late in the season, you know, July 4 or 5. And, again, with the warm temperatures, the soil temperatures, air temperatures, those beans are going to go crazy. And when I know you want to plant everything the same day. I understand that. But if you split it up a little bit, you're going to be much more successful. You know, when you plant the same day, it's like you're hoping that weather, pests, and diseases will be on your side. That doesn't happen all the time when we're gardening. And if you've gardened for more than a minute, you understand that. And so I like to continue to plant during this part of the season. And I am looking forward to talking to Mrs. Know-It-All when we get later in the show about what she's doing for this hot weather. And real quick, my free online classes continue every Thursday at 5 p.m. It's our last class of the spring. We'll have more classes in the fall. It's all about, what do you think, summer garden maintenance. All right, Rob?
All right, Doug, good stuff. And we got a lot of people that want to talk to you. We're going to get to you on the phone lines in just a moment. But, hey, good news for those of you who may want to get us some instant access or gardening questions today. Smail Kia Instant Access is a click away. You can email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Back on the Organic Gardener, Doug Oster, your host, DougOster.com. Lots of folks wanting to talk to this gentleman this early Sunday morning. So let's go to John. You're up first on KDKA. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Doug. I bought a Chicago fig last fall. Came, sticks, put it in the garage over the winter. It seemed to be doing fine. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Leaves started to come in the garage. It looked great. And I waited till you said till, you know, May to put it out. Mm-hmm. I put it out. And it looked great initially. But now some of the center leaves in particular are starting to get yellow. What's missing?
Is it getting the water it needs is the first question.
You know, I've been giving it a bucket of water every other day.
Okay, I'd be more inclined to just one morning run the hose on it, you know, for 15, 20 minutes, and then let it go from there for at least 3-4 days. You want deep watering in the morning, get it ready. And the only thing else I can think of, what is the soil like?
Well, you know, I put it in an area where I used to plant my flags and some other stuff, and the soil is pretty good. A lot of topsoil, very rich, actually. Everything that I planted here in the past has done very well.
Well, one thing about figs, they're tough as nails. It's hard to stop them. The fact that you made it through the winter, you're in good shape. Now, it didn't come out of winter with any figs on it by chance, did it?
No, it did not. No.
I would just...
How about fertilizer? Do you not fertilize it at all?
Yeah, I don't really know if it needs much fertilizer. You know, they grow wild in Italy in dry soil. Okay. I would just be sure it gets the water it needs. If you got decent soil, that's all you really need. And it just might be a little bit of a transplant shock from going inside the garage out into this, you know, heat. Keep an eye on it and see if you get new growth pushing out. And if you do, you know you'll be okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
All right. Say hi to Jake. Jake, you're on KDKA. How are you, Jake?
Hey, good morning. Doug, just a couple of thoughts about it. I have a couple of azalea shrubs, and there seems to be, the last couple of years, it's like a bluish-green fungus. It's kind of like growing from the roots, from the bottom, and one of my azaleas didn't have much or any at all bloom this year, and the branches are actually so brittle. You break them off, looks like there's no life on the branches. It looks like they're dead. There's still some life on the other side or the top part of the azalea, but I'm just wondering, with this bluish, the best I can describe it is like a bluish green fungus. And it looks like it's also growing at the bottom of my Japanese yews, but it hasn't affected them at all. They're sturdy.
I know what it is, and that's not your problem. That's called lichens. That's actually a good thing. And everybody that sees it, if they don't know what it is, they freak out about it because it does look like a fungus. but it's actually telling you that you have actually good air quality. That's what a lichen does, and it doesn't take anything away from the plant, but there are other problems with that are starting off with the azalea. And your bloom problems, my guess, would be from the winter. The same thing happened to my azaleas where I had it wasn't nearly as spectacular as it should have been. It was just that warm winter, and then all of a sudden, you know, 21 below zero wind chills. Okay. With that, anything that's dead on that plant needs to be removed. Dead is dead. And so the way to know that something's dead is you bend it, and if it bends, it's still alive, or if you just scrape it a little bit with a pocket knife and you see green, mm-hmm. it's alive. But if it's brown and snaps, it's dead. The dead wood comes off, and then definitely fertilize that azalea with what I like is called holly tone.
Yes, absolutely.
Very easy to find and inexpensive. And your azalea will be fine. Again, you know, we'll be talking to Mrs. Note all about this, but, you know, a plant like that that's in stress, and it's not the lichens, is going to need water, too. And so just as I told John about the figs, mm-hmm. morning, put the hose down underneath there, let it slowly run for, you know, a good 20 minutes, and that can do nothing but help. And you'll be okay. The azalea will be fine. And the best news about today's call is that you don't have to worry about lichens because, boy, they look scary, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Do I apply that holly tone? Do I do it now or do I wait until, like, midsummer?
This is the right time, but, again, with the weather, I'm not so sure, you know, this dry, hot weather. I would prefer to do it with rain on the way, but if we're not going to get rain on the way, you're better to have the fertilizer on than not on. So this is mm-hmm. a good time of the year to do it. Okay. All right, Jake, thanks for your call.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, let's got about 2 minutes to the break. What do you say we try one more call? Let's go to Bob in Verona. Bob, you're on KDK. Got a couple of minutes here. Go ahead.
Okay. I have to transplant some privet bushes, a tea rose bush, and an azalea. Now, I have to do it probably within the next couple of weeks. What should I do to prepare them to be transplanted?
Do you know where they're going?
Yeah, they're going to go to a different part of my yard.
All right, well, the first thing is going to be get a planting hole as estimated and dug and improved before you make the move. How big is that privet?
Well, I got about 15 feet of privet. I'm going to try to move as much as I can.
The privet is not going to be any problem. That thing's a weed, so you'll be good to do that. But get that planting hole, fill it with compost. The tea rose, you're going to want to do this if you can, possibly in a cloudy day, rainy day, rain on the way, to make it easier on the plant. Once that tea rose is in place, fertilize it with a rose tone monthly to keep it happy. And then what was the last plant that you were moving? Oh, it was azalea. Same thing.
Azalea.
Try and find, either do it on a cloudy day, the end of the day. Same thing, improve the soil and water them in good and keep them watered all summer long and you'll be okay. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
What we're going to do is get you to the news at the bottom of the hour and then we're coming back and Doug has another segment of Open Talk. Love to hear from you. A couple of lines available. So if you want to jump in here with your gardening questions, 866-391-1020. Then Mrs. Know-It-All will close out the show. And we've got the Coons Cooking Hour coming up next hour. It's outdoor parties, celebrations, dads and grads, lots of things happening. We're going to put everything on that menu to make it absolutely a spectacular living space on the outdoors when it comes to outdoor party tips and tricks. And then Tri-State Neuropathy Center, Dr. Sean Ritchie will be here coming up after that. Then Baird, Your Money and You, then 2 full hours of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Don't forget that Pirate game today as they take on St. Louis. We'll start at 11:35 at PNC Park. Kind of special treat, not only on 93.7 The Fan, but the Buccos making their debut nationally on Peacock TV. News with Rob coming up in moments on KDKA. Good morning. All right, 10th caller right now wins a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's in Clinton, 412-922-1020. And before Mrs. Know-It-All gets in here with Doug, right back to the phones, and let's say hello to Joyce. Joyce, up there in the North Hills, you're on KDK. How are you?
Yes, good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I have a question, Doug. I heard you talk about the dramatic for container plants, but I was wondering how I fertilize my perennial garden, and you know, how would I use and how do I apply it?
So I keep talking about all these products, and the last name is Tone, you know. Tomato Tone for tomatoes, Holly Tone for shrubs, and then for perennials it would be Plant Tone or Garden Tone, and they're granular fertilizers. And the reason that I recommend them is, first, of course, they're organic. They're from a company called Espoma, which has been around since the 30s. I use it in my own garden, and again, I just, you know, this is not an ad. This is just what I use, and I know that they work. And so for a perennial garden, what I would do is I would take some of that. It could be Plant Tone, depending on what's in there, Plant Tone, Garden Tone, or Flower Tone. They're pretty close to each other, but like each one has kind of a special formulation to, you know, in the case of Flower Tone, make things bloom. And mm-hmm. So it's very easy to apply. Really important always to read the back of the label to see how much you're supposed to use, because if you put too much on, the plant can't use it, and it's just a waste. And so mm-hmm. you would just kind of throw it down underneath those plants. You know, again, I always love to do this with rain on the way, because you put that down, the rain's on it, and it starts to work. You can gently scrape it into the soil, but be careful not to affect the roots of the plant if you've got something that's shallow rooted. And that'll go a long way to helping the fertility of the soil, too, because as it breaks down, it's organic. And then, again, with those perennials, if you wanted to give them an instant boost, you could go with the Dramatic, because with these organic products, you know, you can't burn, you can't hurt the plant. And so those things should do pretty well for your perennials, okay?
And that one quick question is, how often do you do that?
Again, it depends on the plant. Like the case of roses, I like to do it once a month. A perennial garden, if the soil's decent, maybe twice a year, tops.
Oh, that's it. Okay, like twice during the summer.
They look happy. They're blooming and doing their thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All
right now they are.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go now to Allison Park, where Cindy has got a question for Doug on the Organic Gardener Show. Cindy, you're on KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm calling about a good quality soaker hose. Do you or Mrs. Know-It-All, would she know anything about a good soaker hose?
Yeah, we'll ask Mrs. Know-It-All about that. I don't know a brand, to tell you the truth. So we'll ask her. That'll be good for that topic too, because she'll be talking all about watering and so how much space are you going to use that soaker hose on? Because, oh gosh, I wish I had soaker hoses. That's the best way to use water.
20 by 30. Probably by 20 by 35.
Well, we'll hang in there. We'll see if Mrs. Odell knows an actual brand. If not, you can always send me an email, and I'll do a little research for you, and we'll see if we can find the right thing for you. You know, it's not just the soaker hose. It's probably a timer and, you know, a way to get, you know, hooked up to the spigot, that sort of thing. So we'll see what Mrs. Know-It-All has to say.
I think our main problem was a lot of them we read about split, and I know you can't have much too much water pressure on them, but that's like, I think I'm finding that most of them, and the one we have did split.
Yeah, there's like a regulator that steps down the pressure. And so, yeah, we'll see what she has to say. That'll be a good topic. Thanks for your call.
All right, let's say hi to Tom. Tom, you're on KDK's Organic Gardener with Doug Oster, Rob Pratt. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Did you get my pictures I sent Doug?
What were they? I'm not sure.
I sent potato top and my opoca tomatoes. I'm not sure where, if I send them in the right place. I just sent DougOster.com@KKA.
Okay, so you just go to DougOster.com. You go to the actual website, and you click on a thing called Contact. And then you'll be able to send me a message. I'm not sure if you can get a picture through there, but I'd love to see your plants. Tell me about that opalca, why you like it so much.
Oh, I they're big, they're juicy, they're really good. And my opalca and my potato tops both have little tomatoes on them now.
Yeah,
I think
I remember we I talked before. When did you start your tomatoes, and when did you get them in the ground?
Oh, I got them in the ground 2 months ago.
And but how long have you been doing this?
Oh, for a couple of years now. And
so what started you planting tomatoes like this from seed?
I've always planted them from seed, but I got the seeds from you, and I started them early, and I made sure I covered them with boxes at night in the cold weather, and I put jugs of hot water.
Right, I remember.
Under the boxes. And I think one of my secrets is I use chicken manure tea. I use my old chicken manure, and I put it in 5 gallon buckets with water, and I let it go for a couple of days. And then I pour that chicken manure tea around the plants. And
that'll do it.
I'll tell you what. Yep, they're really taking off. I got beautiful plants. I to the point now where I have to stake them. I got them in big wire cages, but I got them tied, And I got blossoms and little tomatoes, and I tell you what, they're really coming good. And
well, try and figure out how to get me a message. I really want to see these, and we can talk about it also next week on the show. So either log on to DougOster.com, click that contact button, or have somebody help you and find my email address, because I really want to see those tomatoes. Thanks so much. It was great talking to you again.
All right. Smale, Kia Instant Access, Lisa, Mount Lebanon, that vole deterrent you were talking about. Can you help her out, Doug?
Yeah, for moles and voles. Now, remember, there's a difference. Mole with an M, vole with a V. So moles are actually something that are good for the garden unless you can't stand where the tunnels are or it could be dangerous. Voles are the worst of the two because they're vegetarians. And so we use the same control for both. It's organic, and it's called Mole Scram, S-C-R-A-M. And it uses castor oil and garlic to repel them. And it's very important that you apply this, it's granular, the right way. You can't just cover the entire area with this repellent because the moles or voles, they just won't know what to do. And so you have to put down kind of a band where you don't want them. And they can't stand that castor oil and garlic. Poor Rob, he used to have kept castor oil when he was a kid. And oh, just awful. And so it pushes the voles one way, then you put another band down, and it keeps them moving until finally your neighbors will be covered with voles and you won't have to worry about them.
I never really minded because my dad would usually give me a shot of like Crown Royal to go with it. You know?
So. I figured something like that would come up into that conversation. Did you ever have castor oil when you were a kid?
We used to line up once a month.
Oh, gosh.
Once a month, man. After our baths and our T-shirts and our underwear, before we put our PJs on, step right up and you'd get a spoonful of sugar. It helped the medicine go down. All right.
You're gonna sing that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Expialidocious. All right. When we come back, it'll be Mrs. Know-It-All. And don't forget, next hour, outdoor parties, the topic of conversation, dads and grads on the Coons Cooking Hour. Then Dr. Sean Ritchie. They've helped thousands with neuropathy. If you need help, don't miss that hour. Baird, Your Money and You. And then the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show to wrap up our day. All still to come with your Pratt Pack on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning. All right, Doug is back, and it's that time, Doug.
Time for Mrs. Know-It-All. That's horticulturalist Denise Schreiber. And Denise, did you get any rain?
It kind of spit for about 10 minutes, and that was it. It didn't really wet anything. We were actually sitting outside while it did it.
And what does it mean for a longtime gardener to have weather like this so early in the season?
I'm going to have a $5,000 water bill is what's going to happen now.
Well, we had a question about a soaker hose. Do you have a favorite type of soaker hose that you would recommend?
Well, my soaker hoses have been in for a number of years. But I did a little research when the lady was saying that she had a problem with water pressure. And I found one. Miracle-Gro actually makes one. And, you know, and the other ones were companies that I never heard of or in China, whatever. You know, so I would go with the Miracle-Gro, and I'm not getting paid by them, just so everybody knows. Right. And it does have a disc in it that helps reduce the pressure going through the hose. So, you know, she can put it on and she shouldn't have to worry about it blowing up the hose. The other thing is when you're using a soaker hose, you don't turn it on full force. You turn it on, you know, just part of the way and let it go. You know, I love my soaker hoses. And
yeah, where are they in your garden? Like for your vegetable garden, your flower garden, or all of it?
All of it. I have them in my vegetable garden. And because I have raised beds, kind of look like graves, actually, my hoses run through there. So when I go to plant, I actually kind of look to see where the soaker hose is before I dig. And I just dig with a trowel. I don't dig with a shovel. And, you know, and they've been in there for years, you know, so, and you can get soaker hoses and, you know, 25 foot lengths all the way up to 250 that you've got to, you know, they're more for commercial if you want 250 feet, but that's what I use. You know, I, you know, can't be bothered going out and turning on the hose all the time, but you know, this weather has been so ungodly hot that I haven't put my garden in. You know, I've got my containers done. My All America selections are planted. But as far as my tomatoes, my beans and everything, this week, probably since the temperatures are going to kind of moderate, is when I'm going to put my garden in because the plants struggle in this kind of heat and you're watering more often. But the other thing is, too, and you were talking about using the spuma, which I do, too. But for containers, I like to also use a liquid fertilizer. And I don't care what anybody wants to use it to give them a little extra shot. Because in high temperatures and full sun, plants are actually using up the nutrients faster. And that causes them to struggle. Now, hopefully this week, the weather will stay more like this. You know, I think the high today is only going to be 80, which to me sounds good after, you know, the 87 and 90s. And, you know, do it that way. Is, you know, just give them that little extra shot. You don't have to do it all the time. But when we have high temperatures, that's really important for them to get the nutrients. As far as your trees and shrubs, you don't have to do that, you know, but it's important to keep them watered. I don't care about your lawn, you know, but, you know, your trees, they'll die. You know, you won't see it right away, but all of a sudden you'll go, what happened to my tree? You know, it's, you know, I have trees that are struggling that aren't, they're in a right-of-way, which is part of my property, so I'm not going to spend my money on a right-of-way. But those trees are struggling out there. You know, they're dropping leaves prematurely. Yeah.
And that's, and talk about a water bill. If you want to water trees and shrubs, that's going to be, you know, that's a lot of water to keep, you know, for a decent sized tree. You got to really soak it in.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things you can do. One is to take your hose and just lay it around the base of the tree or the shrub and turn it on and just kind of let it drip. You know, not full force, just let it drip around, you know, and I mean, you might have to let it go 3-4 hours, but you're going to let it drip and just move it around. The other thing is, and you would probably have to buy it online because I typically do not see it in garden centers. There are soaker hoses that are a ring for trees and shrubs. And so you could actually, you know, just have that there, cover it with the mulch, just make sure you can find the opening and hook your hose up and water your tree or shrub that way.
All right, Denise, great stuff. You know, this is tough weather for gardeners. When I get back home, that'll be my first job to see what made it, and I'm going to be watering. I'll be answering questions after the show at DougOster.com if you didn't get through or too shy to call, and I hope to see you today, 1 p.m. at Sorgel's. For the plant swap, remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
So how'd the fishing go?
The fishing was amazing. I was going to tell you, Rob, that you know you're getting old when you're sore from fishing. And so they wore me out. They actually wore me out. It was a great 4 days here with my best friend from fifth grade, and we do an annual trip, and we had the best time. It was awesome.
Well, listen, safe drive back. Big day today at Sorgel's. Much love to one and all who are going to be participating. It should be a great day, and we'll catch you back here 1 week from today. The great Doug Oster, DougOster.com. Coming up, it's all about outdoor parties, celebrations, and get-togethers on the Coons Cooking Hour. Hey, Larry and Marty, looking for those hometown heroes. If you know someone doing extraordinary things in your community, we want to know about them. Nominations are now open at KDKRadio.com. Larry and Marty's Hometown Heroes, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.